The extraordinary first year of the Trump presidency has tested one of Australia's most enduring alliances. So how have the events of the past 12 months affected our relationship with the United States, and what can we expect moving forward? SBS spoke to two of Australia's most eminent US experts to find out. Dr. Michael Fullilove, the Executive Director of the Lowy Institute, and Professor Simon Jackman, CEO at the US Study Centre at the University of Sydney. Professor Jackman concedes Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's relationship with President Trump was rocky from the start, following a leaked phone conversation between the pair over a refugee swap deal. But he insists it remains strong, thanks largely to those working behind the scenes.
There was an awful lot of work was being done by our ambassador, Joe Hockey, by Julie Bishop, our foreign minister, and many other points of contact between the Australian government and the American government, between the business communities, between our militaries. Those parts of the relationship are incredibly strong, have been for many decades, and although we focused incredibly on the phone call between the Prime Minister and the President, I think that belied or didn't give enough credit to just how strong and how deep and how functional the relationship is in many other domains.
It's now been a year since that heated phone call, so what is the relationship like today? Dr. Fullilove says it should be looked at from two perspectives.
I think you've got to think about the relationship these days at two levels. The first level is what Mr. Trump would call the deep state, the military, the civilians, the officials on both sides of the ocean. And at that level, I think the relationship is pretty good. There are good personal relationships and things are getting on. People are getting on with things. But the second level is the level of leaders, the commander-in-chief in Mr. Trump's case. And there, things continue to be rocky and they continue to be unpredictable because Mr. Trump is a president like we have never seen before in terms of his character, his instincts, his approach to the world. We have a leader of the free world who doesn't believe in the free world and doesn't want to lead it. And that's something that no Australian Prime Minister has dealt with.
So how can Australia navigate through this unprecedented climate? Professor Jackman says a business-as-usual approach is the way forward.
I think whatever you might be doing behind the scenes, I certainly think a straight-up business-as-usual approach between the two principals is probably the only thing you can do. And meanwhile, use every asset at your disposal.
The US has so far failed to appoint an ambassador to its embassy in Canberra for the entire year of Mr. Trump's presidency. Former Australian Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer said earlier this month that the 16-month delay was a diplomatic insult. But Dr. Fullilove insists it shouldn't be taken to heart.
This is not a personal reflection on the relationship. It's a reflection on Mr. Trump's administration or maladministration of his own government.
Since President Trump came into office, tensions on the Korean Peninsula have reached new levels. Professor Jackman says long-time observers of Australian foreign policy and defence around the world predict it's likely the US may take preemptive action with respect to North Korea. He says if that were to happen, it would put the Australian government in a difficult position.
That would be a very interesting moment indeed in terms of managing the Australia-US relationship. Particularly with a view to Australian public opinion that may not look favourably on a first strike, say, by the United States into North Korea.
But Dr. Fullilove says a US strike on North Korea is doubtful.
I still think it's unlikely for the reason that it's a bad option, and every military expert that I'm aware of who looks at it doesn't like it. You've got in North Korea, you've got a nuclear-armed power led by a young, ambitious leader who feels very few restraints on his actions. So the risk of escalation, the risk of massive casualties is very great.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.